the DVDs, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Donya Powers, and if you've ever sat in the quiet of your home, the kids are gone, the calendar is fairly empty, and the question creeps in, and it's a really frightening one, and it goes, what now? I've really been walking through that right now myself, so you're not alone. And I really felt like I wanted to cover a podcast episode on it because it is really heavy. That question can feel really, really heavy. Sometimes it sounds like freedom, but for most times, for women like us who have had 30 plus years of momming, or that's been our whole identity. That's been my whole identity since I was 18 years old. I've been a mom. It sounds like loss. It really does. And that was something I realized I'm going to be walking through grief. And I've done it with each child that's left home. You aren't grieving the loss of who they're becoming or anything like that, but it's the death of their childhood. It's the end of it. It's gone. You know what I mean? And you're needed in a different way. It's not like you're not needed anymore. And that took some time to come to reckoning with. But with the total empty nest, there's a sense of a loss of identity. I know my husband's thrilled. He's like, yes, now we're going to have us time. It's going to be us time. Well, to women who have lived and loved and mommed, it's terrifying. It feels like a loss of purpose. It feels very much like a loss of structure because everything was balancing our whole world around the calendar, around the kids. You have this and this and this so that I have this and I'm doing this and I'm taking my job and I'm making it work all around this so that you have this, so that you have everything that you need so that you can launch. We can do our job. Then when you get to the end, it's like, holy shiitake mushrooms. We are really here. And that's kind of how it feels. As I step into the season of empty nesting, I get it at a totally cellular level. And our lives are wrapped around everybody else's. My life was theirs for the most part. And now the space feels really uncomfortable. It does. But the what now, that can keep you stuck. That can really keep you stuck. And, you know, let's be honest, most women over 40 were never taught to build an identity outside of caregiving, outside of working, outside of showing up for everybody else. We're not taught that skill. To build that, we're taught take care of the house, make sure everybody's fed. You know, our first goal is to you get this little baby, and you're like, my job is to make you not dead. That takes up every bit of you, because you know everything is about making sure the baby's fed, the baby's clean, the baby's you know sleeping right, because you're terrified of you know all of the things they tell you about bedtime and what you should and shouldn't have. You know, I mean, when my kids were little, we still had crib. Bumpers. And that's like a big no-no now. You know what I mean? Like there's all these things through the years that you learn that you're not supposed to do, but you're taught to take care of that, to make sure everybody's fed and safe, to be the glue, to literally be the glue that holds everything together. And sometimes to this day, I'm really glad about how I forged my family because me and my siblings don't have any kind of adherence together. We all have gone our separate ways. And I have tried so hard to be, to create an inclusive life so that the kids go to each other. And they have my son, when he moved back home after the military, while he was looking for a job, he moved in with my daughter in her basement because they have that kind of relationship. You know, and when my kids have come and gone through the traveling and different things as they've left home, and they always go to some one or the other's house. They are tight knit. And I wish I had that with my siblings. We really don't. We all live really far apart from each other, and none of us are too terribly close. And there's some of us that don't get along and all the different stuff. It's kind of those family dynamics. But you, as a maternal person, regardless of the situation, your job was the glue to hold everything together. Your job was to make sure the house was taken care of. Because, I mean, you can ask your husband to clean the kitchen. My husband will go do the dishes, but the kitchen's still very, very dirty. And so there's two definitions. Your job is to go make sure that everything, you know, just kind of pick up all the pieces, make sure everything is actually done the way it needs to be done. And we did that job well. I felt as though I needed a sticker almost every day. I wasn't perfect. And, but when you hit this point and you're like, they're launching, they've all graduated high school. We have one that we're working. He's right on the threshold. We're right there. But five times I have helped them launch. And that role fades. And that is an aggressive part of your life. It overtakes your entire identity. And we're left wondering, you know, who we are without it. So we sit there and we go, what now? And that's a powerful phrase. It really is. Because instead of exploring it, even as I say it, I have that tug right here, just that chest squeeze. And dreaming again feels foreign, doesn't it? Asking what we want feels selfish to this day because we've spent so much time sacrificing who we are. We're afraid to start over at this age. That feels terrifying. You know, the husband's saying, I'm so excited. And you're going, dear God, you know, it's just a lot of pressure. It feels like a lot of pressure. But here's the truth. Here's the actual truth. And I had to really sit in this. And I was, you know, spending some time in the Word. And I would love to tell you I have a scripture to quote. Not necessarily my forte, but I do know that God sat with me. And He reminded me that I am not starting over. He reminded me that I'm just starting with more wisdom than I had before. And that's a blessing. That is a blessing in disguise. And so we are doing some things that are changing it up. I'm having an addition built onto the house so that there's more room for grandkids and kids to come play and be entertained and all that different stuff. We're doing that. But it's important that you reclaim your identity. And that's part of the reason I wanted to do something new. I want to forge a new place to be a different kind of glue that people can come together, gather, have a safe, soft place to land. Because part of me, I didn't really have that as a young adult. Once I was off at 18 and I had my daughter, I was kind of on my own. I really didn't have a whole lot of support, but your identity can't stay frozen in a chapter that has already closed. If you continue to try to go back to that chapter over and over, you can't ever start a new one. You will never start a new chapter. You, my dear, are allowed to change. You're allowed to. You're allowed to evolve. You're allowed to want more, not just from your body, but from your relationships and from your life. You really are. And it's important that you embrace that and own that, because that starts with rebuilding you and who you are. So that might look like, and a lot of women this is true for, that might look like focusing on your health, not just to lose weight, but to feel strong and confident in this chapter. That might look like finding new passions, new routines, new circles of friends that fuel your growth, changing how you've always done things so that you can change who you're becoming. That might look like getting clearer on what you actually want, not other people, without apology, by the way. You should never have to apologize for what you want. It's okay to want a different life. The world doesn't need to have a smaller version of you. It doesn't. The world needs the real version of you. And it's not that you weren't the real version of you as a mom. It's just that that real version of you was always intact and together to ensure the launching of these little ducklings. I'm talking the real version of you, fully expressed, fully alive, fully awake to the next level of who you are. That's what I want. So what now becomes what's next? What now? No. What's next? What's next? And there's a little bit of a different feeling with that phrase. What's next has anticipation attached to it. It has hope attached to it. It has possibilities attached to it. So who we were has helped us step into who we really are. So we totally embrace and accept who we were. But I'm really excited about who you're about to become if you're an empty nester looking at this head on. Here's my challenge to you today. Next time you catch yourself asking the question, what now? I want you to pause and reframe it. And I want you to say, what's next for me? It's okay to make it about you right now. It really is. Because your kids need to know, first of all, it's okay to take care of themselves. it's really important that you take care of yourself to show them that it's okay for them to take care of themselves. None of us want to raise martyrs. We all want our children to be happy, settled, well-established, comfortable with their life. We all want that. We don't want somebody who's stripped of every bit of their being, trying to take care of everyone else but themselves, because that's going to end in an earlier, you know, leave from this realm, because they're not taking care of themselves. So what's next for me? What's next for me? Because this chapter is not about shrinking. It's about stepping forward. It's about becoming someone even you didn't expect. And that has a lot of really good possibilities wrapped up in it. So if you're ready to start building that new version of you, I would love to be part of it. Starting with your health, starting with your mindset, starting with your confidence. Message me the word ready. On Instagram, you can find me at Donya Powers EC, or TikTok at Donya Powers EC. You can find me on Facebook as Donya Powers, or on YouTube, Empowered Coaching with Donya Powers. Or you can even go to my website, www.empoweredcoaching.com, and book a free strategy call. Free being the operative word there. You know, what is next for you? What's next for you? I'd love to build what's next together and be part of that for you. So until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.